to you by your log fire last Friday, asking you if the fire burned too low, would your neighbors spy on you? We relied on your thoughts and all your ideas guide me. I think I need a little bit more of your love. Such a lovely love, such a lovely love. I want to eat your love, I want to eat your love. It always makes me feel better. Yes, my sister used to let me eat hers too. But you closed the curtain so very carefully, pausing for a minute to make a cup of tea. I flash back to being a kid in a camping tent, waiting for the thunderstorm to be over, and just like me, spent. Such a lovely land, such a lovely land. I wanna eat your land, I wanna eat your land. Totally new, and we didn't need to drink much wine to feel in the mood. Well, that for me just makes this whole scene a little better. You need to let go of your bourgeois moral fetter. All this time I was stroking her leg, rubbing and squeezing and seeing her beg. If you squeeze between the toes, it's almost like a pussy. But when I'm really eating your leg, well, I'm no longer fussy. Such a lovely lad, such a lovely lad. I wanna eat your lad, I wanna eat your lad. Because it makes me free, freer than a bird in a tree. And if they fall down and break their leg, well, don't look at me. Such a lovely land, such a lovely land. I wanna eat your land, I wanna eat your land. Such a lovely land, such a lovely land. I really wanna eat your land, I wanna eat your land. We sliced two people together, and now there's four legs for me. So many lovely legs, four lovely legs. I'm gonna get tired. Oh, how I love your legs. Thank you. disgusting. Have you seen what that person over there is singing about? I can't see anybody else fussing. Maybe we should just go and eat some lead. Do something nice and simple. Every time you laugh at me, I see a really cute little dimple.
You know, we thought it was getting healthier, the tolerance and the acceptance of people having as many different sexualities as there are people on the planet. And if someone's not doing any damage to you in your life, then leave them alone and let them be themselves. That seemed to be working really well, and then suddenly we've had this massive regression in the last 3 months almost, where there's been this very, very carefully coordinated attack with all these different bills to take away protections from LGBT people. And it's obviously been planned, because it's complex federal laws, state laws, and they've obviously worked it out very carefully as a concerted way. And that makes me very nervous, because that means that the invisible establishment, those who control but do not make themselves public, are manipulating again. We've been warning people for easily 10, 15 years to beware of totalitarian capitalism.
I'd like to lay a little bit there.
this is a story, a very special story. It's about Brian Jones, one of the Rolling Stones. Where were you when the stars went out? Where were you when they started to shout? I saw you alone by the pool, and all your friends called you a fool. Godstar, Godstar, oh oh, Godstar, Godstar, oh oh, Godstar, Godstar, oh oh, Godstar, oh oh oh. And you were so beautiful, you were so very special. I wish I was.
Yeah. We'll laugh it out, just shake it off, these problems.